Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Sunday, January 8th, 2012 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome to another installment, the first in this new year. So happy new year to you, and here we go. We're off into a new year already, and a wild ride. The first live installment, I should say, because last weekend obviously was the holiday weekend with the New Year's celebrations happening. So happy new year to you. I want to touch on briefly as we get started the subject of the Middle East, and I've talked about this quite a bit in the past, and I just want to preface by saying I've mentioned it before, I'll say it again, I'll repeat it all the time. Have you noticed that every time we hear a name mentioned in the headlines, they always have intelligence connections, whether it's, it seems, doesn't matter what side the name is on, if it's a villain, like Bin Laden, to the good guys, to, even the folks that go back and forth, like Hamid Karzai, yesterday's hero is today's zero is tomorrow's hero, and vice versa, as I always mention. They always have intelligence connections. It's interesting how that works. And so we'll get into that in a little bit. I want to talk about one story in particular and the nonsense, the back and forth that we see going on in the Middle East with regard to these fabricated enemies like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. We hear the stories that in the headlines that really don't, it's grandstanding, really, more than anything. It's good theatrics and soap operas and grandstanding. And what I'm referring to that we'll get into in the next segment is a story about Hamid Karzai agreeing to let the Taliban set up office in Qatar, and this is nonsense. I've mentioned, again, as I said, and we'll get into this more in the next segment, repeatedly, anytime Karzai's name comes up, and his brother, I always mention Ahmed Wali Karzai, that is, anytime Hamid Karzai's name comes up, I always mention that he has intelligence connections, as did Bin Laden, as does everyone we see in the news. We've talked at length about the fact that just across the border over in Pakistan, for example, Pervez Musharraf had connections. So does the new guy. And speaking of that new guy that replaced Musharraf, who is his wife? He is the widower of whom? Anyway. Talk more about all of that when we come back. Stick around more right after this break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
I welcome your comments. We're gonna kick the year off over in the Middle East and live broadcasting on Road Warrior Radio. We'll start in the Middle East. And as I said, anytime we see a name over there, and really any prominent name of any repute, these days seems to have intelligence connections. You know, when you look at the defense secretaries that we've seen come and go lately, or which we would, you know, assume we would associate with the good guys in our minds here in America. It comes down to the fact that, like Ned Beatty's character said in Shooter, the senator said there are no sides. There are no Shiites or Sunnis. No Sunnis or Shiites, no, you know, this or that. There are only haves and have-nots, and it's accurate. So whenever you see a name come up in the headlines, particularly with this issue in view, the Middle East conflicts, the subject of radical Islam or any of that kind of nonsense, everybody that shows up in the headlines has an intelligence community connection. Karzai is no different. His brother, in fact. Same thing, as I said, the guy across the street there who replaced Pervez Musharraf, same thing. Azif Ali Zardari, right? Who was his wife? Benazir Bhutto, right? Who was assassinated back in December of 2007. And so Pervez Musharraf wrote an interesting book I've talked a lot about in the past. And basically he said what I'm saying. And in essence, to kind of paraphrase on this subject matter, he said the same thing. It's kind of spooky. Everyone is a spook and has those connections. Interesting. Has intelligence community connections. His replacement, Azif Ali Zardari, his wife, Benazir Bhutto, Western educated Rhodes Scholar, with some interesting connections, was assassinated. And Zardari, same thing, intelligence connections across the border. Like I said, Hamid Karzai, you know, just jump on Wikipedia under the entry for Hamid Karzai. What does it say? Early career. After obtaining his master's degree in India, he moved to neighboring Pakistan to work as a fundraiser for the anti-communist Mujahideen. Okay. During the 1980s, Soviet war in Afghanistan. Now, I've gone through that a million billion times. How did that start? How did that conflict start? And it's been whitewashed continually. But if we pull up Operation Cyclone on Wikipedia, which no longer has that wonderful picture of Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski standing together at the top of it, because, well, we can't have that. It still mentions the names. The names Carter and Brzezinski are still in there. The picture is gone. Well, that's convenient, but it's okay. Operation Cyclone, according to Wikipedia, was the code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency program to arm, train, and finance the Afghan Mujahideen during the Soviet war in Afghanistan. And so we created these radical militant groups. In fact, the Wikipedia entry for Operation Cyclone continues, the program leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups that were favored by neighboring Pakistan rather than other less ideological Afghan resistance groups. Why? That had also been fighting the Marxist-oriented Democratic Republic of Afghanistan regime since before the Soviet intervention. So, Brzezinski, and it's still there, it's still listed as a controversial remark, but basically Brzezinski admitted in an interview that, and he said it since then too. I've played the clip on air. He said it when he was on NPR. We didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to. So, what does that mean? That means that we scripted both sides of that conflict clearly. Operation Cyclone was a code name for the CIA program to arm, train, and finance the Afghan Mujahideen. The program leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups. Oh, but we didn't know that they'd radicalize and get all crazy. Well, why not? And even Wikipedia says those were the people that were selected, handpicked by the CIA, rather than other less ideological resistance groups. Why? Because this is what would happen, the continuation that we see happening today. And we have Hamid Karzai right in the middle of it for decades back. People don't realize this stuff, but you can just jump on Wikipedia, a very whitewashed and pedestrian source of information, and see this for yourself. So back to Karzai, and again, just to point out, we scripted both sides of that conflict, as is always the case. We, meaning the intelligence community, the Western oriented intelligence community, represented mainly by the CIA in this case. So we scripted both sides of the conflict. The CIA, through Operation Cyclone, spearheaded the Mujahideen side, or the Afghan side, of the Soviet war in Afghanistan. And then, as Zbigniew Brzezinski admitted more than once, we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for the Soviets not to intervene. So, in essence, we scripted that side as well. Right? So there you have both sides. So who is this Hamid Karzai guy? Again, back to Wikipedia, a whitewashed and pedestrian source, but we can all agree if it's there, it's not conspiratorial, and it's fairly, again, pedestrian information, right? This is well-established and broadly agreed on, so to speak, if you will. So here's Hamid Karzai's career. Again, after obtaining his master's degree in India, he moved to neighboring Pakistan to work as a fundraiser for the anti-communist Mujahideen during the 1980s Soviet war in Afghanistan. The Mujahideens were backed by the United States, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. Now, when did that change? And people forget. We see this, again, this soap opera. It reminds me of Dallas or Dynasty or any of the, what you would look back on now as really bad nighttime dramas, 80s nighttime dramas. Look at those shows today and just see how simple and almost oversimplified they look. And that's exactly what's happening still today. When did this change? The situation that's happening now, the names may have changed slightly, but not really. And the names that have changed are still backed by the same names that are mentioned here, among others, United States, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Iran. And Karzai, as it says, was a secret contact for the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, at the time. I like how that's thrown in there. That's nice. That's cute. At the time. While Karzai remained in Pakistan during the Soviet occupation, his siblings emigrated to the United States. Isn't that interesting? Following the withdrawal of the Soviets, Hamid Karzai returned to Afghanistan in early October to assist in the Mujahideen victory. Hamid Karzai assisted in rallying tribes to oust the regime from the city, as well as help negotiate the defection of 500 of Dr. Najib's forces. So the point is, there is the intelligence community connection. And if you think that Karzai is not on the payroll today, you got another thing coming. I've mentioned several times in the reports, for example, my favorite, RL33627, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. I've mentioned that it was Karzai, when he was elected in the first election in history, back in 2004, first election in history in Afghanistan. They just didn't do that. Suddenly they have this Western-oriented democratic society. Wow, isn't that interesting? After never having anything like that. Fascinating how that happens, right? Having no political structure oriented in that fashion. Suddenly, they do. How did that happen? It's the coups and things that have continued to overturn this society like all others. You go back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, the allegedly spurious letter written by Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini. Mazzini commissioned Pike to write Morals and Dogma, which he did, and it's a book that's published and we can all look at it. Took him a number of years. He also was, as the story goes, commissioned by Mazzini to outline a plan to conquer the world, so to speak, or to refine the plan that was the plot, I suppose you could say, and the plan that was formulated by Weishaupt, the Jesuit priest defector, and then invigorated by his alliance with the money guy, right? The guy who changed his name to his daddy's business. Red sign. Rothschild, right? Anyway, we'll talk more about that plot and the connection to Mazzini when we come back and what it means for the...
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Welcome back. So what is the connection? How does this all fit together? Well, and what does it portend for the future? What does all of this mean for the future? That really is the question. Why do we have to go so far back in the past to unravel where we are now and where we're headed in terms of the future? Well, because there are forces at play that most of us don't really care to pay attention to, as you know. I mean, you listen to this network, you know that there are folks that are intent on controlling the lives of other people. They get off on it. If you listen to Alan Watts' broadcasts, you know that there are folks that they don't think the way that you think or that I think. A lot of them are devoid of empathy. I mentioned the article last year, in fact, that referred to a report and other research validated the op-ed piece over at the Star titled Weeding Out Corporate Psychopaths. Remember that? These people that think differently. They don't think the way you think. There are folks like this in positions of power, and this article was fascinating. It had a picture of the cover picture was Anthony Hopkins in his famed role in the tag Big Bonuses and Fava Beans. Uh, the subheading of the article, Weeding Out Corporate Psychopaths, or actually, excuse me, the first paragraph, was, given the state of the global economy, it might not surprise you to learn that psychopaths may be controlling the world. Not violent criminals, but corporate psychopaths, who nonetheless have a genetically inherited biochemical condition that prevents them from feeling normal human empathy. This is an article at the Toronto Star. Again, this isn't conspiracy. This is information with research behind it. I know that research is controversial these days. But nonetheless, it's provocative and should get us thinking. Unfortunate that, you know, most people, again, are oblivious to this, are fine with that, don't mind just living in a state of complete and utter denial for the most part. You know, Anthony Hopkins' character, the portrayal of Hannibal Lecter, obviously is a different type of psychopath, just like the story says, not violent criminals, not flesh-eating cannibals, but the impact, I would suggest, is greater on society. There is no violence per se, there is no bloodshed per se, but the impact of this corporate psychopathy is far greater. And as I said, the first paragraph, given the state of the global economy, it would not surprise you to learn that psychopaths may be controlling the world. Just look at how corporations behave these days. And whenever I mention this story, I touch on this. How do corporations and people employed in these large organizations behave these days? Remember the old adage, the customer is always right. Is that how companies behave today? Or if you need help, do you feel victimized by the company that you're asking for help from? Even more, you ask for help, and that seems to be a cry for more abuse to them instead of the customer's all right, always right. How can we help you, sir? How can we help you, ma'am? What can we do to make your experience better? These days, it is insanity beyond reason, which sounds redundant. But it really is. These surveys, for example, that you get, web and phone surveys, you know, how did this person do? By the way, their compensation is directly linked to your survey results. So that's a mild form of terrorism. That's a veiled threat. That's almost extorting a response. You know, most good-hearted, kind-natured people have a problem with that, I think. And this is how companies are behaving. So this is what's happening, and that's been happening for quite some time. We'll wrap that up and continue on what it means for the future when we come back. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Once again, I welcome your calls, and we'll dig into we'll dive deeper down into the rabbit hole and come back out, I suppose, dig into the subject matter in this segment. And if you have a comment or a question or anything on this subject line, I know that we're kind of touching on an expanse of history, but the subject matter is a current theme along that line of history. So if you have something you want to contribute, feel free. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So what is the connection? As I said, you know, Hamid Karzai, back to the story, you know, that I opened with, Karzai agrees to let Taliban set up office in Qatar. What does that have to do with Giuseppe Mazzini, Albert Pike, Adam Weishaupt, nicknamed Spartacus, and the first Rothschild, the man who changed his name to his daddy's money-changing business, Rothschild, Mayor Amschel Bauer? What does this connection have in common? And it is, as I said in the last segment, this personality type, among other central themes, that doesn't experience normal human empathy, as the story put it, the op-ed piece in the Toronto Star, weeding out corporate psychopaths. That's a theme. There are folks of varying degrees who believe that it's okay to view people like cattle. William Cooper spoke and wrote very eloquently on that subject. You know, it's why you hear certain congressmen aping their betters, so to speak, saying things when they're interviewed like, well, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. What does that mean? If you're not at the table, you're on the menu. I've played clips of that in the past. Congressman actually saying that. You can find that in print. If you search that, I'm sure. Back just for fun. Quote, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Yep. And Google will actually suggest that that is a quote to you. And Yahoo, people have asked, apparently. This is not an infrequent thing, as I bring it up. And the best answer, according to Yahoo Answers, is if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. Means that if you're not at the bargaining table, then you're being financially eaten. The Washington Political saying is of unknown origin and has been cited in print since at least 2000. And I think it's interesting, of the other answers cited, one of the top-ranking answers is, hi, well, two people come to mind, Hannibal Lecter, when hosting a dinner of body parts, and President Idi Amin, dictator of Uganda. And the irony here, obviously, is, you know, the Hannibal Lecter citation in connection with or conjunction with the article that I mentioned, weeding out corporate psychopaths. That is the connection across history. This personality type, in varying degrees, believes, or there is a group of people that are comprised predominantly of particular. Vein, if you will, of this personality type, that believe it's okay to treat people like cattle. And imagine the power that you would feel if you felt like you ruled over people in a way that they didn't even know about. Headless rulership. Brilliant. Don't even know. Don't even care. The slaves by the hundreds of millions and billions even, that don't even know that they're slaves. Remember, speaking of that, my two favorite quotes, everyone thinks of Goethe's quote, none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free. And I like Harriet Tubman's words. She said, I freed thousands of slaves. I could have freed thousands more if they'd known they were slaves. And today we look back and we think, what? The way we learn history, we think, my goodness, how could they not know? Well, maybe history has been revised slightly, shall we say? And in addition to that, it is the denial that we all experience when we are that close to a situation that was perhaps the downfall of those folks as well. People in corporate America don't even realize the kind of slavery that they toil under. It's fascinating. Fascinating. And you step away from it for a moment, and you can see it more and more clearly. The more you have an opportunity to kind of jump off of the carousel and step away from the calliope, because, boy, it's hypnotizing. Or mesmerizing, speaking of going back to that era of Weishaupt and Rothschild. Anton Mesmer. The term mesmerized was coined because of him. And why? You know, it is mesmerizing. So the connection is these folks predominantly, who are brilliant in their psychopathy of rulership and influence. And that really is a brilliant hybrid of rulership, the headless form, which is what we experience these days. I mean, who's in charge of all of this stuff? Things seem to just happen on cue on this carousel, you know, as the calliope plays. They just seem to happen. It's amazing. And we know that's not the case. Read the book Propaganda by Edward Bernays, for instance, and you'll realize, right from his opening words, that there are no accidents in an organized society. In chapter one, he opened with the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. The what? The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. This was a man who was not guessing. When Bernays wrote Propaganda, he was writing from experience, hired by the folks that were doing this, synthesizing Uncle Sigmund Freud's work with Madison Avenue's greed, and being hired by Madison Avenue, large corporations like Johnson & Johnson, the American government, the American military. He was the idol of Joseph Goebbels because of how easily he could manipulate mass numbers of society. There are no accidents. So these folks, that the personality type that I'm referring to, is the common thread here. From 200 plus years ago to today, to the story about Hamid Karzai and their desire to do just exactly what Edward Bernays wrote about in his book, Propaganda. So, back to contemporary, coming current. Let's just go back for a second. The plot that was outlined by Weishaupt, May Day, 1776, that included the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and so many other hot spots around the world. Mazzini, as the leader of the Illuminati, as the story goes, commissioned Pike, Mazzini, Giuseppe Mazzini, the great Italian liberator, right? What a joke. The hero. The man who commissioned Albert Pike to write Morals and Dogma, as the story goes, also commissioned Pike to write or to synthesize the plan by Spartacus to conquer and rule the world. And in Pike's letter to Mazzini, he outlined these world wars and various conflicts. And so today we see that connection and that line, that thread playing out in exactly the fashion it was allegedly outlined. And so as we come forward to guys like Hamid Karzai, when you see a story that is great theatrics like the headline that I mentioned, Karzai agrees to let Taliban set up office in Qatar. Unbelievable. It's just theatrics. People don't realize, like I said, that Karzai has been, he's been an inside guy since the beginning. That's the only reason you know his name. It's theater. Why do you think they call war theater these days? It's not war. It's theater. In Quigley's book, Professor Carol Quigley's book, The Anglo-American Establishment, he mentions essentially that fact. I always go back to Amazon's product description. Let's just for fun see if it's still there and the same. Book description. Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes. Again, a hybriding of this. This is part of that disruptive process, disruptive innovation that I've mentioned in the past. You see these think tanks hybriding and hybriding and hybriding. It's part of that disruptive innovation. They keep doing that. And the model is is even leaner the next time, and they're more vigilant. It's a more virulent group. It's a more synergistic and more invigorated and synthesized group than its predecessor. As I keep mentioning with like the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission, when you compare those to the CSIS, for example, and these hybrid groups or groups like Founders Fund that I've mentioned, Bilderberg Group is passe. If you want to know where the action is, look what the Founders Fund is doing, foundersfund.com. The Wunderkind Group, billionaire kid geniuses with unlimited genius, unlimited funding. Scary what they're doing over there. Quigley in his book, The Anglo-American Establishment. Quigley explains, according to Amazon in the product description, Quigley explains how these men, Cecil Rhodes and company, worked in union to begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. Is Amazon a conspiracy website? Amazon.com? Was Carol Quigley a conspiracy theorist? You might say actually he was, but he wasn't really a theorist. He intimated in his books that he had the opportunity to examine the documents of the men doing these things. Yes, Virginia, there is a conspiracy, but it's really not a conspiracy because they're not doing it in secret, at least not anymore. It's fairly open and well documented. These are some of the sources that I'm touching on. There are a myriad. Yes, Virginia, there is a connection. And speaking of those fine fellows, I say that loosely, going back to May Day, 1776, the Weishaupt-Rothschild alliance, read John Robison's book, Proofs of a Conspiracy. Start there. So let's keep coming forward, because that is the line that this story has followed throughout history. So what is the connection? Let me just wrap this up real quick and we'll go to the phones. This story, Karzai agrees to let Taliban set up office in Qatar, is so absurd. It should really say something like Karzai consents to, maybe acquiesces, but I don't really think we could use that word. Karzai consents to or gives the go-ahead nod to the CIA to let Taliban set up office in Qatar. That's what it should say. Do you have proof? Sure I do. The absurdity of the 2004 elections in Afghanistan is proof enough. Just understand how that country operated prior to and still the elections. Look at how the CIA basically called the election before it happened. I mentioned that in previous broadcasts. And the 2008 elections and on and on and on. How did the CIA know? I read reports around the 2008 elections, and the CIA was predicting the results 6 months in advance. Wow, are they psychic? How do they do that? Well, we know it's a rhetorical question. Getting back to Karzai's involvement in the intelligence community, and the collusive nature of all of this. The report, my favorite report, RL33627, the Congressional Research Service report, titled NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. The title says it all. That's all that's all about. Really, primarily that's what it's all about. In the report on page 5, under the purpose of the mission, stages 1 and 2, evolution of NATO and Afghanistan, purpose of the mission, subheading, it says the International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, was created by United Nations Security Council Resolution 1386 on December 20th, 2001. And I've read this countless times before. I almost want to apologize if this sounds redundant. Led by the United States, the ISAF mission was initially limited to Kabul, which includes what? We'll talk about that on the other side briefly, and we'll go to the phones. You need to hear this. You need to understand this. Be right back. Stick around more after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation. And the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Welcome back. So real quick, the report and then the connection and the phones. Real quick. So you have the resolution. The United Nations, okay, so the ISAF forces led by the United States, mission was initially limited to Kabul. The United Nations, at the request of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, then at the request, right, of Afghan President Hamid Karzai, then asked for NATO's participation. What does it include? Resolution 1776, not a coincidence, I submit, on September 17, 2007, called upon NATO to disarm militias, reform the justice system, train a national police force and army, provide security for elections, and combat the narcotics industry, which, as we know, the intelligence community and the Dutch East Indies Company have been running basically for the last 400 years at least. So which gets back to, a subject matter we don't have time for today. So this connection, Pike, why Pike? Why did I mention Pike? The plan requires an aspect of the plan that can't fail, a military element that can't fail. Why? Why Afghanistan, Pakistan? That's where great militaries go to die or break their sword, right? Think of Alexander the Great, for example, and his campaign in that area, including modern Kandahar in Afghanistan, among others. So this area is a kind of a difficulty for these types of hegemony over the course of history. And that's why. But make no mistake about it, Karzai has always, still does, and always will, as long as you hear his name, have intelligence community connections. So maybe we'll come back to that more in next week's broadcast, but we're out of time now. We need to go to the phone. So let's grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to bring up two things in terms of a thank you, or at least one thing, and then bring one other item. I went to MikeHoggard.com and listened through that entire sermon that he gave about evolution, and it is extraordinary. It is, it was very revealing, and I suggest to anyone to listen to that to get some foundational things in terms of the evolutionary philosophy and its fraudulence. So anyway, and the other thing is, Charlotte Isherwood, of course, revealed a lot of the cooperation between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, mm-hmm. and she revealed that her website, AmericanDeception.com, she revealed that now all those files are open, where before there was some donation that was necessary, and the tax-exempt foundation's hearings are on there, and they're absolutely extraordinary for learning the history that was the early development here. So I recommend them to anyone. AmericanDeception.com.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Good talking to you again, Chris.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Bye. Thanks for the call. And the first reference that Dave gave was, of course, referencing last week's rebroadcast. And if you didn't catch that, go back and listen. You'll understand exactly what Dave's talking about. And that's great information. Thanks, Dave. I didn't know that Charlotte had opened all those files up over there at AmericanDeception.com. It's great information. Folks, that's it. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.